Air Force HAARP manager James Keeney would not comment on the facility's status. But the University of Alaska Fairbanks has long been involved in research at HAARP. An emeritus professor and former Geophysical Institute director, Roger Smith, says its closure follows expiration of an operations and maintenance contract with the part Inupiat-owned Marsh Creek Corporation.
The Air Force contract with Marsh Creek has come to an end, and a new contract is expected with the UTNA Corporation, and continued operation is expected also.
It's unclear when HAARP will resume operation. Officials with the UTNA Alaska Native Corporation did not respond to requests for comment. The HAARP facility's antenna array is used to stimulate the ionosphere, the electrically charged region of the atmosphere that displays the aurora and transmits communication and navigation signals. Smith says HAARP is very important for research.
It creates a situation where we have essentially an ionospheric laboratory. There are other ionospheric heating facilities to be found in the world, but this one is the best.
HAARP shutdown is hurting work by scientists like Arctic Region Supercomputing Center Research Assistant Professor Chris Fallon. UAS Fallon has a grant through the Air Force's Young Investigator Research Program
to investigate artificial auroras created by HAARP.
Fallon is using HAARP to develop a computer model of the ionosphere.
One of the important things for ionosphere modeling is to be able to compare what the model says is happening in the ionosphere to what's actually happening. And so there's a number of instruments at the HAARP facility and nearby that record things like the magnetic field strength or the critical frequency of the ionosphere.
Fallon says real-time data has not been available since HAARP powered off in June. He's compensating with archive data, but says without HAARP, he can't do any new experiments to verify aspects of his model. HAARP has long been a popular subject with conspiracy theorists who allege its use or impact on everything from weather to the human mind. UAF Smith says there's no research to verify such claims, but acknowledges looming questions about what the military is after with HAARP. He says atmospheric manipulation can be used to generate waves useful for communication and defense.
For example, if you can communicate underwater, then one possibility is communication with submarines. If you are dealing with the ability to be able to destabilize radiation particles in the magnetosphere, then there's a possibility of being able to deflect the effects of a nuclear attack.
Smith says HAARP is also being considered for radar survey of the Arctic. He anticipates the facility returning to service in time for the start of a research campaign scheduled to begin this fall. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.